The following program contains highly detailed spoilers. Listener discretion is advised. So, I just watched Godzilla vs. Kong with my dad on the day it was released. We didn't go to the theater, we rented it at home. And I gotta say, it was freaking awesome. The director fooled us. He said that one will fall, and the ending was going to be emotional and make us cry, but it actually turned out pretty good. Here's what I noticed about each creature. So what I noticed about Kong is that he got a lot more screen time than the G-Man did, but there were still some awesome details, such as Kong going through a morning routine like the average human, including having a shower underneath a waterfall. And he also appears to have grown a beard to show that he's aging, but it's not as thick a beard as I thought it was going to be. Also in this film, there are scenes where he is actually walking on all fours like a silverback would, and his voice was made from mixes of lions, leopards, monkeys, gorillas, and even elephants. And Kong can also do sign language with Gia, that little iwi girl that he formed a bond with. Speaking of which, in my opinion, she's not completely 100% deaf. She can hear some things, such as Kong's heartbeat. And inside the Hollow Earth, which is basically two maps of mountainous areas on top of each other, Kong battles two specimens of a new flying serpentine species of Titan called a Warbat. And the giant primate even sits on a makeshift throne at one point, literally dubbing himself King Kong. And I gotta say, that when I saw that, I said to myself, now that's a king. He also finds an axe that was embedded in the skull of one of Godzilla's species, revealing that their species did, in fact, have an ancient rivalry. Speaking of the axe, for those of you who have watched the original King Kong vs. Godzilla, there is a scene where the ape tries to shove a tree down Godzilla's throat. And in this one, he tries to do the same with the axe. This axe appears to have a gigantic bone for a handle, and a dorsal plate from one of Godzilla's kind as a blade, thus giving it the ability to absorb Godzilla's heat ray. And my dad really liked the part where they were on the aircraft carrier, and when Godzilla was about to make a move, Kong just goes BOOM and drifts him with a right hand. And what I noticed about old Big G is that he has the exact same look in Godzilla King of the Monsters, but with a lot more detail. He got less screen time than Kong, but that doesn't matter, it was still awesome. He even appears to have some degree of human intelligence in this film, because in one scene when he's facing the camera, he's almost like smirking, and in the process, he emits something that sounds almost like a laugh or a chuckle. And then he steps on the giant ape, gets in his face, and roars loudly. And Kong does the same, showing that he will not submit to the G-Man. And Godzilla, apparently impressed with this, actually nods his head and spares the giant primate. And also in this film, Godzilla appears to have turned heel, having killed the majority of the other Titans and causing destruction across the globe. And originally, everyone is confused, as they know Godzilla's really a nice guy. And no one knows why this is going on. But later, the main human villain, Walter Simmons, accompanied by his assistant, the son of Dr. Serizawa from the previous two films, is revealed to have forged a secret weapon that could wipe out both Titans from the face of the Earth forever. That weapon that they have been working on is, you guessed it, Mechagodzilla. This mechanical beast was controlled by Serizawa's son, who was stationed inside one of the skulls of Godzilla's original arch-nemesis, Ghidorah. And Ghidorah's DNA was programmed into the mecha in order to control it. So long story short, King Ghidorah came back in a new body. That's why Godzilla got so mad. And at one point, Mechagodzilla goes through an electrical overload, killing Serizawa's son and making the giant robot move as though it has a life of its own. Later, and when Kong's life force is fading away, Mechagodzilla breaks out of a mountain and starts beating the absolute bejesus out of Godzilla the exact same way that Kong did earlier. And like, I'm talking slamming him into buildings, dragging him across the ground by his tail the same way Mario would do to Bowser, and punching him in the face. And in the midst of this, Kong is revived, and Gia uses her sign language to convince him that Godzilla is really not the enemy here. The true big bad is Mechagodzilla. Realizing this, Kong gets a look on his face that basically says, "Oh, well, I feel kind of stupid now." And then, the giant robot tries to give the G-Man the exact same kiss of death that the latter did to the Muto in 2014. And that's when the giant ape pulls an RKO out of nowhere, as if to say, "You get away from him!" And then attacks the Metal Beast, leaving the G-Man dazed and confused. Later, the Mechagodzilla proves to be too strong for even both of them to handle, as Godzilla's atomic breath easily gets overpowered, and Kong's axe doesn't do much damage. Realizing that they have no choice but to work together, Godzilla charges the axe with his breath, thus allowing Kong to literally disarm, and eventually even decapitate the Metal Beast. And shortly afterwards, when Godzilla and Kong stare each other down, Kong drops his axe, obviously telling Big G that he doesn't want to fight. Godzilla, clearly approving the giant ape's intentions, decides to respect this and goes back into the ocean, while King Kong returns to the Hollow Earth, claiming it as his new home. So it turns out that I was right about Godzilla joining forces with Kong to defeat a new foe. If you can't beat him, join him. And I also liked the Warbat Titan. It had a pretty cool design. But the green gooey stuff inside it that Kong actually ate and drank, that was disgusting. Also, when the central mountain in the Hollow Earth is revealed, it kind of reminded me of the Paramount logo. You know, the one where the stars circled around Mount Everest. Also, I wish that Godzilla got a bit more screen time than he did, but he played a great part nonetheless. I also liked that we got to see a Skullcrawler again. And it was a red one, too. That was something different. And lastly, even though the movie was absolutely awesome, I personally think that it was a little bit rushed. It was a lot shorter than I expected, but it was awesome again, nonetheless. So yeah, there's my brief little summary on Godzilla vs. Kong. I'm gonna sign off by saying one thing. Turns out that even after a huge battle, Godzilla and Kong are buddies after all.